Welcome to 2022. That's right, it is I, NC Scout, the Commandante of the Mossy Oak Militia, coming at you live from the Guerrilla Camp, located deep in the heart of rural northern North Carolina, on this first podcast of 2022. And man, 2021, what a year. What a year. And last night was reigning in the new year with the family and really counting the blessings, of which we've got a lot. We have certainly got a lot. And spending that time with the family, which is critically important, all too often with all the prepper stuff and the doom and gloom and all that, you know, We get really bogged down in the details, and a lot of times the danger that I see people run into is that they lose sight of the people around them who are really the most important. And I've talked about family in the past. I've talked about the importance of staying grounded with family in the past, and you know, it's something we really can't talk about enough. Because they're the bedrock for everything that we do. I mean, if you don't have home squared away, you're not really going to be capable of doing a lot else good for anybody else. You know, and I mean, when I was in the Army, I worked with plenty of guys that home life was an absolute train wreck. And, you know, it showed. It always showed. And the guys who had a really good home life and a stable home life, that showed as well. So, you know, when it comes to personal preparedness, when it comes to being ready for uncertain times, really the thing that you need to focus on is spending that time with family. So, you know, while I was doing that last night, we were reining in the new year and really counting the blessings. There was so much negativity. There was so much negativity on television and you know, the New Year's specials that were out there, that you know, flicking channels, whatever. It's just so much negativity, and it was, you know, a lot of doom and gloom, and just this real feeling that, you know, oh, 2021 so bad, it sucked, and, you know, all the stuff. And maybe it did. Maybe it did for a number of people out there. Maybe it did. You know, but looking back on it, 2021 for certain folks was huge. It was a benchmark year. 2021 was when Radio Contra, we, you know, this podcast originally, in case you didn't know, and for the all the new listeners out there, which we've got a lot, we are growing by leaps and bounds. But starting out, it was self-hosted over on AmericanPartisan.org. It, you know, it was 100% self-hosted, and, you know, really the a big part of the story of the founding of American Partisan, when myself and Jesse James founded it, it was in reaction to the coming censorship of big tech, of which, you know, I experienced quite a bit of it. You know, and of course that really deserves its own podcast, just kind of talking about it and going into exactly what all happened. And maybe I'll bring Patriot Man on for that one, because, you know, he had a front row seat to a lot of it, especially once American Partisan got on its way, and we were kind of moving in the right direction, and we had a lot of hurdles that we had to jump, and we had a lot of problems early on, and you know, we're not out of the woods yet, but things have gotten a lot better. But Big Tech tried to censor it, you know, and then finally somebody said, hey, make that jump over to Podbean. Go over to Podbean, and, you know, had some professional advice and some folks, and I still had a real fear, you know, is it worth the time and effort? Is it worth the investment in this? Because, you know, it, running a small business, I don't really have a huge budget to be doing all this stuff. And, you know, it's people think, I get this a lot, you know, people seem to have this impression that, you know, being a firearms trainer and, you know, teaching classes and traveling all over and, you know, doing all this stuff, right, and running a website, they think that you're making a whole bunch of money and somehow you're wealthy. Well, no. that's absolutely not the case at all. It's kind of, I don't make very much when it comes to advertising and affiliate sales and whatnot. You know, you don't really make a lot of money, but what we are trying to do is cover the hosting cost and the cost of doing this and recoup a little bit of time. But, you know, when you factor all that in, you really, you know, it's not really that glamorous and it's not really that, great. You're really not making a whole lot of money, but what you are doing is providing a service and providing something of value to all of you out there, to the audience. So 2021 was really a benchmark year. This podcast, moving it over to Podbean and getting it shared literally everywhere where you get a podcast, where you have the ability to receive podcasts and download them everywhere, everywhere from Apple Podcasts to Google Podcasts to Alexa to, you know, here on the native Podbean, Spotify, TuneIn, everywhere, you know, we're everywhere. And, you know, skyrocketing into the top 100 podcasts, skyrocketing into the number six spot in news commentary, you know, being in the top 20 in overall news, that blows me away. That absolutely blows me away. And it's all of you out there. We have absolutely no advertising. AmericanPartisan.org has absolutely no external advertising. It's all word of mouth. This podcast is all word of mouth. It is really, really amazing. That's all of you out there. That is this audience out there. You know, having hundreds of new followers, new subscribers, you know, each day having hundreds more. I can't imagine where we're going to be in 2022. You know, we have an uncertain world. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a dangerous world. Absolutely. 100%. But in recognizing that and taking the bull by the horns, you stare down the threat, you mitigate the threat, and you take it head on. And that's exactly what this podcast has done. That's exactly what Radio Contra is doing and will continue to do. It's what we did in 2021. I mean, with some of the stuff that we did out there, you know, we took on tyranny head on. And, you know, thinking about just all the cool stuff that we did, that we did in 2021. Go back and look at Operation Cuba Libre. Just go back and look at that. Go back and see what we did. We were able to organize radio operators for a purpose, for a fight for freedom down there in Cuba. We were able to do that. Now, you know, we didn't win per se, but we also didn't lose. And that's the whole point behind guerrilla warfare, It is a long game, and you got to understand that, and you have to be patient. You know, when I did an interview, I think it was the third interview that I did, and that was back in 2020 with Mike Adams, and I talked about tactical patience. You know, I caught a lot of flack for that. A lot of people were out there saying, you know, oh, well, yeah, but we got to get out there and do something now, you know, and of course, these are the people who really have never done anything anyway, let's be honest. And they're going to give me flack for sharing my knowledge, sharing my wisdom, because it's not like I've ever done this or anything. You know, what would I know? But, you know, looking back on it, looking back on January 6th, looking back on all of the craziness that was happening in 2021, you know, I was right. And, you know, if you want to be part of the winning team, you got to understand that it is a long game. Okay. It is absolutely a long game. And it is a long-term patient strategy that you must be able to embrace. Because if not, you're going to end up losing. All we have to do is not lose. That's all you have to do. Look at D.C. Look at what's going on in D.C. They are illegitimizing themselves day after day after day, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. They're exposing themselves. They're exposing themselves to the entire world, and they know that they are the laughingstock of the world. It's a joke. Everybody's in on it, and they know it. But our task, because we can't control what goes on in D.C. We can't control the poor decisions that they make, the corruption, and all the things that we see. We can't control any of that. But what we can do is control what we do. You can prepare, you can train, and you can get yourselves and your families ready, physically and spiritually. You can get yourselves ready for that. You can be prepared for that. And in the process, you can figure out a better way to live. As Carl Hess, really foundational libertarian thinker in the contemporary era in the United States, and a guy that, of course, don't agree 100% on all things with, certainly didn't agree with Carl Hess on a number of topics, but at the same time, he's certainly worth reading. And for you younger libertarians and freedom lovers out there, go look him up. Go look him up. I highly encourage you to. His books are pretty quick to read. And I think you'll like some of the ideas that are in there. Or not. But his most famous quote, at least in my opinion, and something that I always took the most away from, is it's just a better way to live. It's just a better way to live. Finding that freedom is just a better way to live. So, you know, and on that, as I'm coming on the air, had some emails and some things that came across the desk. And folks, if you've been waiting on responses from emails from me, as you know, I've been dealing with quite a bit of chaos behind the scenes. I'm getting caught up on those emails. I'm getting it, so just be patient, okay? I am literally a one-man show. I would love to have a staff behind the scenes that's just taking care of everything while I go do whatever. But not happening. Okay, it's 100% me. So please, as I've said, please be patient and don't email me things like, "Hey, where should I stay during a class?" Okay, if I gave you the address to a course, if I sent you the course information, lodging's on you. Okay, I get it. I have a lot of people who come out to class who've never really been. That are not really into the whole tactical training stuff, and you know, it's kind of their first rodeo. I get it. It's not on me to answer those questions, okay? It's you shoot those to the course host, Okay, and which I always CC if it's a place I'm traveling. The course host is always on the email because they're the ones that take care of everything. Not me. Okay, I'm not from there. I you know, I'm just traveling there, teaching class, and then going back home. Okay, so anyway, important that out. But there is a really cool training opportunity that somebody passed me, and I put it up over on the forum, forum.brushfeeder.org. Huge, really good community over there, and of course, it is a lot of radio-oriented stuff as well. Every topic you can think of, but a lot of radio-oriented stuff also. And really cool training opportunity that has popped up. And this is called Winter Heat. Winter Heat is what looks like a really neat radio exercise contest to get on. Now, it's all FM. So, kind of an introduction to radio contesting in the amateur radio world. If, you know, those of you out there who really aren't into ham radio, or maybe you are and you're kind of new. Radio contesting is one of those things that's typically done on the HF bands. The ARRL, or American Radio Relay League, does contests fairly regularly, usually monthly, and amateur radio organizations do as well, but it's mostly on HF. And the way that contests work is that a amateur radio station will try and make as many contacts as they can, and you get scored based on that. Well, Winter Heat is actually a really cool one, and this is a really, really neat idea that I like. Now, a lot of ham radio, prepper-oriented ham radio stuff has kind of come and gone over the years, and, you know, especially in the contesting world and whatnot, but this actually looks really, really cool, and I'm impressed by it. The website's called hamactive.com. I have absolutely no affiliation with them. I'm just giving them a shout out because I like what they do. But the event's known as Winter Heat, and I'm impressed with it. So, you know, if you don't have an HF station, and there's a lot of reasons that newer preppers and folks that are getting into preparedness don't, because they're generally speaking, they're very expensive. But, you know, the whole purpose behind contesting is to see if your system is working, and to see how many people you can talk to. And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing. It's something that I used to do fairly regularly back before, you know, I simply don't have time for it anymore. I really don't have time for any hobbies anymore other than training all of you out there. But this contest is different. It's not HF. It is VHF and UHF, meaning line of sight, or just beyond it. Of course, anybody that's taken the RTO course with me, which I've got a few up on the calendar right now, knows what all this stuff means. And of course, if you are a patron supporter here on Podbean as well, you will see I've talked about this a number of times in the past, back in the archives. And of course, the archives are accessible for as little as $1 a month. You can sign up for it, and really, really appreciate the support. Of course, the patron-only lessons series starts at the $5 level, and of course, we've got a $10 level as well. So anyway, this contest, though, 100% free, and you can do this with your Baofengs. That's right. So if you are a ham and you got a Baofeng UV5R, because let's be honest, who doesn't have one? Right, go over to Ham Active, click on this Winter Heat page, and I've got the instructions on this up on the forum as well. This contest is awesome, and it is lasting all month, so the entire month of January, and it is FM only, as well as digital. So DMR, System Fusion, D-Star, what have you, if you're into those. And I've talked about that in the past also in old episodes that are in the archives. But it's all FM. This is really geared towards folks who are just getting into the hobby. And it is a perfect time to test out your equipment. So if you got one of those Baofeng UV5Rs, or maybe you've stepped it up a little bit, you've got, you know, your home base station going, maybe QYT KT8900, which is really my pick for a VHF, UHF, FM radio, a very nice little compact radio that is got all the same capabilities as a Baofeng, but puts out 25 watts. And, you know, I have mine rigged up to my base station antenna. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about that in the near future in those patron-only episodes, how to set that type of a station up. And I can run it off-grid, but this is really a really, really cool little exercise. I'm going to have a link down below. I've got all the stuff up on the forum, as well as their website, hamactive.com. It is 100% free, and again, I'm just giving them a shout-out because this is a really cool idea and a really cool thing that I think that they've put together here. So strongly encourage everybody out there, if you're looking to get into seeing what that new Baofeng can do, you're just getting into preparedness, maybe you just got your technician license as a ham radio operator, which I strongly encourage everybody out there to do. Hey, you know, really cool way to get out, and there's a lot of stuff you can do. There's a lot of stuff that you can do with this. Building antennas, getting out into the outdoors. You know, it is January, so for a lot of us, it's going to be kind of a challenge. We've got maybe a little chance of a winter storm coming through here on Monday, which I'm excited for because I love that stuff. But, you know, there you go. There you go. It's out there. So, I'm going to be putting together some things with Radio Recon Group, which is run through the forum, forum.brushfeeder.org. I'm going to be putting together some similar things. We have, of course, our net that we do, both a analog net as well as a digital net, and the net control station schedule is up on the forum, and we're going to be doing a lot more with that in 2022 as well. And Radio Recon Group, again, that's 100% free. It's volunteer organization. And, you know, just really for the learning and education and perfecting the craft of communications. And something that is class alumni can network with one another, because a lot of times at the end of the RTO and advanced RTO courses, people are like, you know, hey, let's come up with a time to get on the air and be practicing these skills we've been learning with our antenna building and everything else. And so, you know, started up the Radio Recon Group. But, you know, it's good stuff. It's just good stuff all around. And, you know, over on the forum, great community of folks. This website, Ham Active, and they have a participation map that you can click on as well. There's a whole bunch of people participating in this in Missouri, Southern Illinois, and Western Tennessee. So looking at that, if you're out there in that region, that Cumberland Plateau region out there, you got a lot of friends. You got a lot of friends. So anyway, I'll have a link down below in the show notes. Go check that out. Go check them out. And of course, come on over on the forum too. We've got a great community over there that's growing day by day by day. It is 100% free. The only thing, the only caveat to that is don't be coming over there with a Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo account, whatever. Those are not allowed. You need to be taking yourself a little more seriously than to be using those things anyway. You know, so some of the more privacy-oriented email clients out there, that is the way that you access the forum. I do get a lot of questions fairly regularly about that. A lot of people, why doesn't my Gmail account work? Well, because I continuously say in these podcasts, I've written about it, don't be using that. And we had a bunch of attacks launched on the forum as well. So, there you go. You know, and they were all being launched from Google. Google didn't care either when, you know, sent some complaints over their way. They didn't care. So, that's okay. No more Gmail accounts. Boom. Done deal. Same with Yahoo. Same with Hotmail. Okay, so had a lot of nation state actors as well as folks here in the States that are actively trying to shut us down regularly. So there you go. Couple of news things into the new year that I want to touch on. One of the big ones is Charles Lieber. That's right. We talked about Dr. Charles Lieber a few weeks ago, and Dr. Charles Lieber, in case you didn't know about this guy's case, he is the modern-day Julius Rosenberg here in the United States. And if you haven't heard about this guy, if you don't know his background and you haven't heard about him on your favorite local conservative news outlet, it's because the media in totes, the mainstream media, is doing everything they can to absolutely bury this story. He has pled guilty to lying to the FBI and lying to the Department of Defense during an official investigation and audit of his security clearance and questioning as to why he was receiving substantial funds from the Chinese Communist Party. So he has pled guilty, and as I predicted that he was going to quickly plead this one down because the media, the government right now, especially right now, the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland does not want to make a show out of this. They do not want this getting into the news cycle. They need to hide this. They have a very serious need to hide this story and the damage, long-term damage to the U.S. government's credibility here, as well as the Ivy League. This guy, Charles Lieber, is probably, I would say, a very good argument can be made that he's potentially worse than Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, in case you didn't know, were spies that were working on part of the Soviet Union. They were well connected in the Borscht Belt circles, Catskills, New York, that era of the United States, the late 1940s, 1950s. They secured plans for atomic weapons and handed them over to their Soviet handlers. They got rolled up in a counterintelligence operation, were convicted of treason, and were duly executed. Well, you know, in doing so, they unleashed the atomic and then nuclear arms race in the world. They have, in doing that, they shaped geopolitics, and not in a good way, for what would become the remainder of the century and really change the world in doing so. Again, not for the better. And so here we have this case of Dr. Charles Lieber, the professor emeritus at Harvard University, department head of chemistry, and the world's leading expert on nanoscience. So nanotechnology, nanobiology, and there's no telling what this guy's working on. So this story coming from CNN, Harvard University professor was convicted by a federal jury on Tuesday of lying to the U.S. about his involvement with China's government. The Justice Department announced Dr. Charles Lieber, 62, the former chair of Harvard's Chemistry and Chemical Biology Department, was found guilty on two counts of making false statements to federal authorities, two counts of making and subscribing a false income tax return, and two counts of failing to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts with the IRS. Lieber's research group at Harvard had received over $15 million in funding from the National Institute of Health and the Department of Defense, which requires disclosing foreign financial conflicts of interest. The jury found that Lieber had lied about his affiliation with the Wuhan University of Technology in China and a contract he had with a Chinese talent recruitment plan to attract high-level scientists in the country. Full stop. Full stop. So, where have we heard Wuhan before? The BL4 lab in Wuhan, of course, that they, Fauci and co, are telling us had absolutely nothing to do with COVID being released, right? Because it was, but they're telling us actively, they're you know, if you repeat a lie enough times, it becomes truth, right? As the quote is goes. Here it is. Here it is, folks. So, he had an affiliation with the Wuhan University of Technology in China. He's being paid $50,000 per month by a Chinese university and given $1.5 million to establish a nanoscience research lab at the WUT. What has this guy been working on? You know, as I covered in that episode, we don't know what this guy was up to. We don't know what he was doing for the Chinese government, but if the Chinese Communist Party is willing to pay him that much, and you got to keep in mind, how many, as a professor emeritus in academia, you advise your grad students and you actively work with them throughout the entirety of the process, of grad school and the PhD programs, and you are supervising and guiding their research. Well, when we look at this, he was rolled up with one of his grad students, a female Chinese Communist Party agent, which in that episode I covered the level of penetration that Chinese Communist Party has in academia. And academia is a very willing participant in this. You got to keep in mind, they're a very willing participant. It's not like they're so aloof that they don't see what's coming. They're actively a part of it. Whether it is the liberal arts and humanities departments, but now we have science as well. If this were 60 years removed and the Soviet Union were still a thing, and this level of complicit malfeasance was occurring, there would be just a full-scale, you know, firestorm through academia. And the institutions themselves would be literally razed to the ground. Whether it was the media or by counterintelligence organizations, by the role that the FBI used to play. It's very sad what the FBI has become. But They would be actively working to mitigate this. But instead, they've been cheerleading it on. And here we have Dr. Charles Lieber pleading guilty. Just exactly as I predicted, this was what was going to occur. He was going to plead guilty very quickly, and it would be quiet. He will be sentenced, and this is my prediction. This is my prediction. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to be the first one to admit it, but this is my prediction. His sentencing is going to be very light in return for his cooperation with the Department of Justice, quote unquote. He will be unceremoniously retired from Harvard. He will still have access to his programs and his research that he has been working on, and he is going to continue to work for the Chinese Communist Party. That's my prediction. That article goes on to say that his sentencing is going to happen later in 2022. I would seriously expect that they're going to do this under the table as quietly as possible. They're not going to be talking about this because they do not want to address the problem. They are part and parcel of it. You got to understand that the rot goes all the way to the top. Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is a profiteering person off of selling schools and school districts' critical race theory pamphlets. That is his family business. Okay? It's out there. That's what this guy is into. He is the Attorney General of the United States. He has made statements in favor of communist insurrectionaries. We've got this story about a transgendered Antifa activist in Portland who assaulted federal officers out there. And this article is coming from Law Enforcement Today. But confused Antifa activist, Antifa rioter, let's be specific, Joshua Eve Warner has federal charges dismissed by Biden U.S. attorney. And this, of course, out in Portland, Oregon. It starts off, of course, this article starts off right on the right foot. You know, keep this in mind. There are people locked up in Washington, D.C. jails who've done nothing more than be in the area of the U.S. Capitol last January 6th. Some have been held in solitary confinement. Some have been beaten senseless and have evidently not yet been charged with anything. And that is 100% of a fact right there. That is 100% fact. Go back, look it up. The interview that Stu Peters did with one of the protesters is being held captive. Talks about it quite a bit. And even if 50% of that is real, it is... that should chill you to the core, because we are holding political prisoners here in the United States. So anyway, this article goes on. According to Post-Millennial, a he who is now a she, apparently, a serial rioting Antifa thug or thugette, now named Joshua, or now Eva Warner, has been indicted for assaulting police officers in August 2020. After completing a whole 30 hours of community service, Warner has had his or her case dismissed. Don't we call, I have to dust off some of the sociology of gender coursework over here, but I'm pretty sure we call them Z. Z. Can we say that anymore? Or is the Chinese Communist Party censored that? Anyway. But that arrest wasn't Warner's first rodeo, as she had been arrested and released at a number of Antifa riots. Journalist Andy Ngo has tweeted out, and of course, they've got this tweet here, this basket case with a crooked face. This thing's got a meth face. Meth and SSRIs stacked together. Boy, that's a hell of a drug, right? So anyway, multiple felonies, felony civil disorder, result of a criminal complaint here, discovered aiming a high-powered laser at the eyes of multiple police officers during the August 8th, 2020 riot in the north part of Portland. The Portland Police Bureau declared this quote-unquote protest to be an unlawful assembly. And, of course, these communist insurrectionaries began burning everything in sight, doing what they do best, because that's exactly what they do. They're not nonviolent protesters. They're not even protesters, just insurrectionaries. And then they took to aiming lasers, trying to permanently blind these officers that are out there, who are literally working with their hands tied behind their backs. And then you have this, So you have a U.S. magistrate judge in federal court who, this Eve Warner, Joshua Warner, whatever the hell wants to call itself, appearing before a federal judge in federal court and was released pending further court proceedings. He was looking at a minimum 5-year prison sentence. And all charges dropped and was released. So throughout 2020, Warner was arrested at least 3 more times and released by local authorities at a number of Portland area Antifa riots. So why is it that they have top head cover? You know, this is something that you really need to begin to question. Why is it that they have overhead cover? They have top down cover. Something is up here. this government, this Biden administration, which, if you even want to call it that, because Biden's clearly not in charge, they are giving a wide berth to this sort of activity. And just wait, this summer, the summer of 2022, they are really going to roll out the craziness, because it's midterm time. Ah, see, it's midterm time. And, you know, you've got people who think, all right, you know, this might be the last shot. This is, you know, we'll get the Republicans back in. Of course, that's the big neocon lie. Well, if you get the Republicans back in, they'll start to fix this stuff. Of course, you've got people like Dan Crenshaw that are going to get out up there that have dubious ties to a lot of very shady organizations. And he tells you exactly what you want to hear during the election season. And then when they get up there, then they do nothing and they take kickbacks. And, you know, everything's the status quo in D.C. because that's exactly how it works. So we've got these activists, and this is just one story of many. Okay, this is just one story of many. And, you know, the record is broken. It's repeating over and over again. We're seeing it for what it is. It's a communist insurgency in the streets. And meanwhile, NATO, of course, the United States and a handful of European countries, because that's what NATO is. The United States primarily and a handful of European countries that need the U.S. economy and need what we can provide for them, is picking a fight with the Russians. Over what? Over Burisma. You know, so we've got all this internal rot at home. We've got an insurgency that is government-sponsored. It is government-sponsored. We can see that this leftist administration is sponsoring the riots out there. I mean, why else would they let this creature go? It seems to me that if you're on the proper side of the political spectrum, you can get away with damn near anything. And if I were federal officers out there that were tasked with protecting federal courthouses, I'd call in sick. Done deal. I'm not working for you anymore. Dare to cross over. Get out of this. I get emails from a lot of folks, you know, all over the place, working a lot of variety, a wide variety of different places, and have a mountain of very unique skills. And they're all telling me the same thing. They're getting out of this line of work because look at this. Look at this. Look at the demoralization that happens there. You know, what are you working for? And you're going to sit and say, the guys who stick around, well, I'm going to make it to retirement. I'm going to make it to retirement. This is not the hill I'm going to die on. Yeah, you know, we get some Republicans in and it'll change. Will it? I contend that it won't. Look at the conditions. We had 4 years of Trump and things didn't change. They didn't get any better. Okay? Drain the swamp. The swamp got deeper. The administration here, the overhead cover, the top cover that is giving a blank check to Antifa, John Brown Gun Club, these domestic terrorists out there, they're doing absolutely nothing about it. They're not going to do anything about it. And it only got worse and worse and worse. How long is it going to be? I'm telling you, the emperor has no clothes. The best thing for us to do is to train, to organize, continue to be prepared. The world is getting a lot more dangerous. And like I said, 2022 is going to be a great year. Just like a tale of two cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. That might be true. You need to be better prepared for what is coming. And here at Radio Contra, I'm doing everything in my power to give you the very most. To give you all of the tools humanly possible. To give you the absolute most content possible. To do everything that I can to get you prepared and get you ready. in-person classes, brushfeeder.org/training calendar, brushfeeder.org/training calendar. Go over there, check out the course dates. I've got a whole lot all the way through 2022 up to October. And I'm going to say that there probably will be a couple more dates that are going to be added. I've got one in Arizona, a couple of courses that's going to be taught out there. And I'll probably add one or two classes in November, and that's it. That's going to be it. So what you see up there is what you got. What you see is what you got. That is the course dates that are up there. Come out and train. You know, and if you can't justify a weekend away or even a week away, you don't really know if this training stuff is for me or whatever. Hey, that's fine. The patron-only instructional series here on Podbean. I've talked about a number of ways that you can support this podcast, and that really is the primary way. So if you're listening to this on the Podbean app, if you are listening to this podcast on the Podbean app, because I get probably 10 emails a day or so of people asking exactly how they can access those, you will see these lessons come up. They are not numbered, okay? The regular Radio Contra episodes are numbered. If it is something that is not numbered and it doesn't say Sons of Liberty beside it, of course, that is the live show that we do. Most Thursdays that I'm in town, we do those and have a heck of a lot of fun, and that's very, very popular. But if you were listening to this on the Podbean app, you will see a red icon in the corner of the logo up near the top. Hit that icon, and it will take you to a page where you can sign up. Now, on that note, to avoid any confusion, if you are listening to this podcast from a desktop and you click on the banner that says Become a Patron, you have to use the same login. You will create a login there. You have to use the same one for the app as well, or else it's not going to recognize you as having the same account. Okay, that's on you. That's not on me. All right. I've described this in the past couple of episodes, exactly how to do that. So definitely, if you have those issues, take a step back away from the ledge, breathe a little bit before you leave me comments or before you send me emails really angry because you can't download content. All right. Look, please just bear with me and be patient, okay? You're going to get the best side of me if you're patient. If you're not patient, you're not going to get the best side out of me, okay? So in order to do that, you need to sign up for Podbean, register as a patron, and use the same login for the app. Now, if you're only listening to this from a desktop or any other mobile device, you can download the MP3s from that same patron page under episodes. The tab's going to be there. It's going to say, it's going to have your sign up page. It's going to have another tab that says episodes, and it's going to have another one that says comments. And you can click on each one of those, and they have their own things under them, right? But click on the episodes, and you can download them as MP3s and listen to them on anything that plays MP3s. All the way down to your old school Apple iPod, to your MP4 players, to tablets, to whatever. Okay, it doesn't matter. But for as little as $5 a month, now understand that's at the $5 level, those lessons are on there. I just completed another one that has been extremely popular on dressing for success as a gray man, kind of dispelling some of the myths out there. I'm going to be putting up a lot more content. I'm about to head down to Florida this coming weekend. I've got a week-long RTO, Advanced RTO, and Signals Intelligence course down there. But I'm going to be putting up a bunch more content to make sure that you've got a lot. Okay, so go on and sign up for that. monthly commitment, and had some emails say, hey, you know, can I just pay you a one-time payment and get the content? Well, I mean, you could, but you're not going to have access to all of the future content that's coming out. So I'm going to be quite blunt. It is very complicated for me to do that right now. So just sign up for it, and you're going to have access to all of that content that I'm putting out and the archives. The last 100 episodes of Radio Contra and the Old Sons of Liberty live shows, all of those starting at episode 96 and going back. You've got full access to the entire catalog. Okay, so all of the archives going all the way back for a monthly subscription for your support of this podcast, of the Voice of Freedom, of the counter communist activism that we are doing here. You know, and I can't thank you enough. Brushreader.org/training calendar. Come out to class. Okay, come out to class. If you can't make it out, hey, you know, that's why the patron series is up, and I'm going to have a lot more stuff. AmericanPartisan.org, fresh daily content over there. Mountains of content going back years, and you can index it all right from the front page. 100% free. And then finally, another way to support us is to simply buy something from our sponsors. CivilDefenseManual.com, Jack Lawson's 2-volume set. Incredibly important books. I wrote the communications chapter in it. Okay, incredibly important books. The Tactical Wisdom series, which there are 3 volumes out now. I did an interview with the author, Joe Dolio, just the other day. Had an incredible time in that interview. I really got amped up. I loved it. Loved every second of it. Definitely go tacklewisdom.com. Go over there, order his books as well. You can get these on Amazon. I'm going to have a link down below. And listen, go back and listen to that interview. If you want preparedness from a biblical, from a Christian perspective, a Marine combat vet, a certified criminal investigator, forensic investigator, you name it, you've got a hell of a good foundation right there. Okay, and then finally, Blacksmith Publishing. Blacksmith Publishing, Paul LeFevre, Mike Blackburn, they wrote the book, U.S. Army Special Forces Small Unit Tactics Handbook. They wrote the book. They wrote the book, the field manual on small unit tactics. You need that. A lifetime and a mountain of special operations experience between those two guys. I was very humbled back in episode 97 to be able to interview them. Had them live up here in the guerrilla camp. Man, you want to talk about just blown away. Just blown away and honored and humbled by that. But their books, and that's just the first one, Iron Sharpening Iron, I consider it mandatory reading. Mandatory reading. You know, Fire in the Jungle, absolutely loving that book, about to wrap that one up. I think that should be mandatory reading when it comes to organization for purpose, as well as just a great historical piece on a very rarely told tale out there of the Philippine guerrillas, who were some of America's most unsung heroes in the fight in the Pacific against the Imperial Japanese. Really just incredible stories, man. Active shooter self-defense. They have a land navigation manual that I have that I'm about to dive deep into. Folks, Blacksmith Publishing, and these books are all available on Amazon as well. So I'm going to have links to all of those down below in the show notes, but support those who are supporting Radio Contra. I'm telling you, 2022, this is a brand new year, and I'm not slowing down, not one bit. In fact, I'm doubling down, because the enemies, both foreign and domestic, to the United States, and we got plenty of them in both categories. There has to be some pushback. There has to be something. If not me, then who? Old unit motto of ours, I serve. Truer words can't be spoken. But Happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year. Enjoy it. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the time with your family. Get out there. Do something productive. Meanwhile, I'll see you in training. God bless. Happy New Year. And this is NC Scout out.